Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a conversation about the mundane. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Marco Timpano. And today is International Podcast Day. And the reason I bring it up is because A, I'm a podcaster, and B, you're listening to a podcast, and it's a little celebration, if you will. I've been podcasting for about 5 years now, and it's always a humbling endeavor as I tried to get today's episode up. And as I was doing it, it crashed. And I realized, well, I have it saved somewhere else. It's just going to take me a little bit longer. So my apologies. I had to dig and fix and work on it. And it's actually the second part of an episode you may have listened to last week with our favorite guest, Nidhi Khanna. And we start by talking about podcasts. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and people who find it calming and helpful and useful, and all the kind letters and emails and 5-star reviews you've given me over the years. I want to thank you for that. It's provided me with a community that I didn't know was out there of kind people, of lovely people, of people who have good hearts. And I'm sure you're one of those people listening. So I wish you well, I wish you sleep, and I hope you enjoy this episode. And no matter what, happy International Podcast Day, and I hope you have plenty in your library that you enjoy listening to. I start the second part of this interview by asking Nidhi about podcasts she's listening to. So let's have a listen. We never talk about other podcasts. What podcasts are you really into? Let's do a back and forth. Pitch me the podcast you're listening to, and I'll pitch you some of the ones that I'm listening to.
Okay. So my go-tos, The Daily, the New York Times, The Daily.
Okay.
Just for your 20 minutes of like, this is some information about what's going on in the world, but kind of dissected a little bit more than you would have on regular radio. Another classic for me is my favorite murder.
You got me into that one for sure. Supposedly, and I don't know if this is true because I've listened to many episodes, but someone said that they may have mentioned the Insomnia Project on. Yeah, that's what I don't know if it's true because I feel like one of us would know that.
Yeah, right? I would have heard that. I'm sure.
Yeah, so would I.
Need to write them.
It's so funny. My friend knows Georgia. In a roundabout way in LA. Yeah. And she says she's so lovely. She's like, the most loveliest person. And she seems it, right?
Very real. They seem
very real. I love what they do, you know, with their fans. And I love how much respect they have for their fans and just everyone's well-being that it really sort of strikes a chord in my heart. But we're both fans and I'm a fan of that podcast because of you. Let me tell you a couple of podcasts I'm listening to. Let's go back and forth.
Okay, perfect. Because I have a couple of others that I really want to talk about.
Okay. So I just discovered this one that is just on air now. It's called Bunga Bunga.
Oh.
And it's about Silvio Berlusconi's rise to power. But what I love about it is the host is Whitney Cummings. who you don't think would necessarily be the person you'd want to host a political serial podcast, but she's perfect. And it's very funny as well as being informative. I think you'd get a kick out of it. Yeah, I think so.
Another good one that I've just come onto is Radio Rental.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, so it's like Rainn Wilson from The Office. He has this character that he does who is this like video store owner. And his name is, oh my gosh, what's his name?
His character's name,
right? His character's name is, anyways, I forgot what his character's name is.
No worries.
Really, like, really good, funny, but like, he basically narrates these real life stories that were found on Reddit, and they're all kind of like got a supernatural kind of weird element, or like something where it's like the person was almost kidnapped. Like there's a weird story that someone's like kind of like an eerie story. There's something kind of thriller-esque about what they're saying, and it's the real person's story who's narrating it, and
then
he disperses. So that's a pretty cool one.
That is cool. Have you heard of Dolly Parton's America?
Yes, I listened to that one because of you.
Yeah, I loved it so much. I'm a huge fan of Dolly Parton. But that, whether you are or are not, it's a great podcast.
Yep. Still processing.
Oh, what's that?
Times. So it's sort of the two culture writers, these two culture writers from the New York Times, who really look at sort of, I guess, how would you describe it? Sort of cultural trends of the day through the lens of the Black experience in America.
Oh, cool.
And they kind of dissect that a bit more. And so I really enjoyed that one.
Perfect. And it would be something for everyone to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're really going to see our different tastes because Nitty's are all very highbrow. Mine are not New York Times, but I stumbled onto this from listening to another podcast. So it's not a podcast I would ever really seek or listen to if I just stumbled onto it myself, but it's called Inside the Groove.
Oh.
And what it is this gentleman from the UK takes one, he's a big fan of Madonna's, and he takes a Madonna song and he dives into the song in a very studious kind of way. So he's like, let's listen to the track. And he'll take the audio track or the drum track of that particular song and he'll explain the complexities of it. So whether you're a fan of the singer Madonna or not is not really what I get out of the podcast. It's just like fascinating to hear about the impact of that song, the influences, and how he picks it apart, and to hear her vocals without any music behind it. It's really I'm surprised how much I love it. Yeah.
Okay, what else do I have on mine? I have I'm gonna try to find something not so highbrow.
No, whatever you throw us highbrow, I will throw you something a little bit lower brow. Okay, don't you worry.
I mean, Unlocking Us, the Brené Brown podcast.
Oh yes. Oh, that's great.
I like that one.
When I say great, I mean it's an important podcast. So thank you for spotlighting that one. I need to look at mine. Nitty's is looking at hers. I'm looking at mine. So a friend of mine, we've actually had her on the podcast, does a podcast called Tarot for a Troubled Time. So she every Monday, she'll flip some tarot cards to deal with that week's injustices or anything that's happened that's been troubling. She'll sort of draw tarot cards to sort of reflect on them. And it's like, I really like this interesting mashup of these two elements to our podcast. So I find it fascinating. Yeah.
Well, Marco, I think we saw this particular host in person. I had been there with some friends, and you were there, I think, with some friends at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival.
By the way, Nitty got me free tickets to that. I'm just gonna thank you for that on air. Yeah, you did. Remember, you connected me with
back in the day when people were like, "Come to this thing."
Nitty, just for our listeners to know, Nitty's my hookup for a lot of stuff. So it's often like, Nitty, do you know anybody who has? Oh, by the way, if you want to see
Van Gogh exhibit, let me know, because I'll get you.
I would like that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, let me know. Okay,
great. Then we'll talk. What's his name who did Reveal? Al Lester? No, what's his name?
Hold on. Oh, this is terrible.
Al Lester. So Marco and I saw him. Was he reading from a book? I can't remember. He took us through one of his episodes or sort of how he framed it or whatever. And that was really good.
Yeah. You turned me on to The Secret Life of Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great podcast. And it's so well done. It's so well done.
It is. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are. Truly, it's truly an important and lovely podcast to listen to. I will say that. You also turned me onto Somebody Knows Something.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a good great. One. So great.
What was the one? So there was one. Oh my gosh, I forgot what it was called, but it was before, not Atlanta Monster, but the same.
Oh yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Atlanta. Oh, what was it called? Was it called Atlanta Monster? There's one called
Up and
Atlanta.
Vanished. Up and Vanished. Okay. That's the one. That's the one that was really good and really got me hooked on some of these. Yeah, actually, that was really good.
Have you listened to any podcast? Do you remember the first podcast you listened to? Because mine was missing.
Yes, it was called The Insomnia Project.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. I think ours was the first podcast that I really...
Wait, so you had not listened to podcasts before ours?
Okay. I listened to this, there was this Harry Potter podcast that I listened to.
What? I love Harry Potter.
I know. Yeah, it was, what was it called? I forgot, but it was the sacred text of Harry Potter or something like that. And then it just got a little too much. And I was
The first one I listened to was called Missing Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember that one. That was so good.
Yeah. It was so long ago that I listened to it. Really love that podcast. There's so many. There's really so many. I'm going to say this to our listeners. And I'm sure there's listeners who were listening saying, I can't sleep because they're talking about podcasts I need to listen to. But if you have a podcast that you love other than ours, let us know about it. Put it on our social media. We'll check them out.
Yeah, that would be great. But, we're number one.
I mean, have you bumped into any fellow podcasters? Nitty, have you ever bumped into someone where you're like, yeah, I'm a podcaster and you talk podcasting with them?
I think that happens to you more than it happens to me.
Okay.
I think...
Now I feel stupid for asking that question.
No, because you're on panels and stuff. Of course people are going to talk to you about that.
It's so funny. So as you know, I wrote a book, which I need to get a copy. I was going to ride my bike and bring it to you the other day. And then I realized I haven't ridden my bike in so long that I need to build myself up to riding to your house, which is not that far. You don't even live that far to me. But I'm like, I need to build up my bike training to get there. Yeah.
And it's all uphill, I think, on your side. It's downhill.
To get to you. But then... it's the uphill that kills you, right? So I'm like, I don't know. Do I ride to Nitty's and then walk my bike home? That's not fun.
That's why it's easier for me to come to your place, because it's I can ride up, but then at the end of the day, it's all downhill.
You're also
go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're very fit because you're a runner, right?
Oh my gosh, Marco, I have not been running.
Oh.
I have not been running. I feel like I need to start doing that again, but I've been biking a lot.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Instead.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was your garden this year? Do you know that I still have hot peppers from your garden last year?
Everybody has hot peppers from the garden last year because it took forever for me to finish it.
They're fantastic. Don't get me wrong. We still refer to them as Nitty's peppers. I mean, it's like, do you want some hot sauce or do you want one of Nitty's peppers? I'm like, I want Nitty's peppers. But that's when you're like... Some of them are hot. Some of them, it's really, you're rolling the dice with Nitty's peppers.
You never know what you're going to get.
How was your garden this year?
It was good. It we did too many zucchini plants, I think. Okay. Yeah. And so it kind of got overrun. But it was good. We did a couple of watermelon plants and actually got like 3 watermelons out of it.
That's great.
Yeah. It's funny because some things that normally grew in the last couple of years didn't grow this year, and other things that we thought were going to not grow grew. So who knows? We had raspberries and strawberries and a lot of salad, a lot of lettuce. The lettuce took off this year.
It's so funny because there's a lot of construction happening near your home, right? I know. So some of the plants are like, I can't deal with the noise. Sorry.
Yeah. They're like, we're done. We're done.
What was I going to say? So we went to a farmer's market, Amanda and I, the other day. You know, when you're driving near farms and they have a little farm stand where you can pull over? Yeah. And this particular one had, like, it was kind of a honor system where they put different vegetables in different piles and with a price. And then you could deposit money into a lockbox or you could e-transfer them money. So the things look beautiful. Like there's beautiful corn and there's beautiful zucchini and root vegetables. And there was an array of squash. So many different types of squash. And the problem is when you see beautiful squash, your eye really jumps to squash that you're not familiar with. So we bought.
Oh, no.
We bought these huge, beautiful looking squashes. They were $5 each. And the problem was, it was like, do we get? Okay, so one of the squashes is called Sweet Georgia Squash. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Very oblong. And they had some that were like the size of a small puppy, let's say. But we decided to go. Yeah, like you know, like a puppy that you would hold. I can't think of how, what do you measure squash in? Like, what's the unit?
Not by puppies.
Okay, but like it's like something you could cradle in your hand. So they had, but we decided to go to the one that where 2 people have to lift it up.
Okay.
And it's like we're not familiar with the squash, and now we've got a giant squash.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Right now, it's in front of our house, looking decorative. Because it's cold outside. So we're like, we'll leave it outside because squash needs cold.
Sure.
But we're going to have to deal with it soon. And then we bought a Blue Hubbard squash. It's the size of a, you know, when they launch a satellite into space.
The Hubble telescope.
That's what it's like. I don't know. Maybe they're beautiful. I'll take a picture of them and send them to you. Because if you want some squash, when I cut into it, I'll bring some squash over to you.
Oh my gosh, I would love some squash.
Hopefully by then I'll have made up enough biking that I can get to your house.
With the major squash, with the big squash.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's so nice to be talking to you again.
Oh, it's so great. We've certainly gone over our 26 minutes.
We have. We've doubled it.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll carve this up into 2 parts, but I'll put it on for our patrons as a whole episode.
Nice.
So they'll get it. The patrons too ask about you, just so you know. They're wanting to know how you're doing.
That's amazing. Well, I am good. I am fine. I am, you know, moving through the world with everyone. All good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're all thinking of you, both Nitty and our listeners. So listen, thank you for being a part of this episode. People are going to be thrilled when they hear it.
This has been so much fun. Such a great way to start the week because we're on a Monday. So
listen,
we'll be recording by on a Monday.
We promised to bring more boring prime minister episodes.
Yes. Can we do one?
Can we? And, you know, I don't know. Okay. So I love any episode I do with you. I love how the bougie episode became such a fan favorite. I think we need a part 2. So we'll have to do it.
Okay. I can do it. I can do it. And I'll dress up for it because it's on video. So.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll do a bougie
episode. I'll just wear the robe.
we'll have a video of it and then we'll put that up for people to listen to.
Perfect.
Nitty, anytime, and the more we can get you on the podcast, the happier our listeners and I will be. So you just say the word,
Marco, and we'll do more. Love you so much and love the show and love being here. So it'll happen more and more.
Amazing. Nitty, we love you too. And thank you. And my love for you goes way beyond the podcast and more because you're just one of my closest and dearest friends is all I can say.
Same here, my friend.
Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. Do you want to end it for us, Nitty?
Oh my gosh. Shall I?
Yeah, please. Okay.
You've been listening to The Insomnia Project, recorded here in Toronto, Canada, and we hope that you listen and sleep.